Boxes were all filled with gifts, big and small. But sharing pure love is the greatest gift of all. Stay cozy, my people, and have a Boss year.
Get into the holiday spirit with Boss and our ultimate gifting edit. Visit your nearest store or explore our curated selection online at boss.com.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Before we start the episode, we have some really, really, really big news that we're excited to share.
Months in the making.
A lot of preparation to get to where we are. And we have something very huge that we're going to be announcing at the end of this month. It's going to be game-changing.
Game-changing, stop.
we are doing a new show, and it's coming out at the end of this month. And we're very excited to share it with you guys. It's a huge deal for us.
So yeah, and that's all we're going to say, because we don't say too much. But we're really excited, and it's happening in the end of this month, like for sure, 100%. It's been months in preparation, months of planning.
And we're very excited to put it out there and share it with you guys.
Yeah. And a lot of big things coming the end of February. We got another thing coming on February, which is my Zila Fitness documentary that comes out February 20th on the Zila channel. That also, we've been working months to prepare, and we are finally here. This is the end of the road on my fitness journey. Actually, not the end, but like, I will continue, but this is for the doc, the end of the journey. And I cannot wait for you guys to see that. It has been hell and a roller coaster of emotions.
Make sure to tune in.
A lot of things happening in February, and we cannot wait to show you guys.
All right, you ready to jump into it?
Let's do it.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
We're going to get right into the intro, because why not?
Come on, baby. Crack it.
I already cracked it.
Oh.
It's open, baby.
Thanks for waiting.
It's coffee time, baby. Let's go.
Hey, how you like me now?
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered, baby. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are all unfiltered.
That's right, baby.
All the time, baby. Welcome back on a Monday/Tuesday morning. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Hope you're having a good exercise, having a good workout. Hope you're having a good work day. I don't know what the hell you're doing right now, but I hope you're enjoying yourself while listening to this.
Jordan. I'm just going to have Jordan
just dial him down.
Dial it down.
Uh-oh.
It's just like so crispy where it's like the put in the t in the k. It's like all
it's
like
poppy.
Oh, it's poppy. Yeah.
It's not like not audibly poppy. It's just
we're learning. We just got new mics.
That's if right.
You're probably hearing a little change in the audio. We got these beautiful mics, color coordinated. Heath got a gold one.
Come on,
I
now.
Got an orange one. Heath wanted a gold one. He just wanted to be the
it fit the vibe.
It fits his jewelry.
Yeah, that's true. It does.
I liked red for Shirley Temple.
Heath was also just a lot more expensive than the rest of our mics.
It was not a lot more expensive.
He wanted to be the Chanel of the mics, and we're just going to give him that.
Yeah,
we're
going to give him that.
Yeah.
It was $50 more.
Is it real gold? Like, why do they have to make it more expensive?
It's a different finish. There's more into it. You got to get the metal going.
Is it real gold?
No.
Then why is it got to be more expensive?
It's easier to paint something orange than it is to go through a chemical wash process to get the...
You know.
Do you think your hand's going to turn like green, like a fake ring?
Yeah, imagine, right?
I think they just know the consumer behavior of somebody who wants to buy something
they
gold.
They go, we could...
They're willing to pay a little bit extra just because
yeah,
it's
yeah, if somebody
gold.
Wants a gold yeah. toilet, they're going to be like, it's they got finish. Money, they want
it's
that.
It's a finish.
Yeah. I'm not wearing my wedding ring.
Why?
We were all thinking it. I thought something happened.
No, nothing has happened. I just took a shower before he came, and I left it on the kitchen
you
don't,
wait,
or
I thought
the bathroom counter.
I thought you had a lot of shower with your wedding ring on.
I don't. I don't. I think I need to still wear it like longer. Maybe I should start sleeping with it. I don't know. Sometimes I just like it off me.
Isn't it because it's real that it doesn't like rust under water?
Yeah, I think so. I just don't like the odds of it slipping away. I don't know.
Like a down the drain scenario?
Yeah. And also I'm like washing my hair. I'm worried about it snagging on something.
I just feel like you're being unfaithful in the shower in some way.
Listen, Patricia, she doesn't shower with her wedding ring on. Do you shower with your wedding ring on?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, damn.
I've never taken it off.
Oh, wow.
Mariah's actually, her hand is outside of the shower when she showers. She is committed and loyal.
I'm doing construction with it. I am.
I know we've been going through some insane weather.
It's been brutal.
Flooding out the wazoo in this city.
Oh, I was worried for people.
I just feel like our planet is just constantly like on a juice cleanse. It's just cleansing this city. And I'm just seeing cars. Like, have you seen the videos of it's, I don't see it bad anywhere near us. It's just a lot of water.
San Diego got really bad.
Yeah. It's so bad. And I'm just surprised it's not here because I feel like we're like built to have total destruction. For weather like that.
I don't realize how big mudslides like can happen out there in the hills.
I always just thought it was a drink.
No, a mudslide.
That's all my mom would get on vacation. Let me get a mudslide.
Ooh, a mudslide. Is that like a bushwhacker?
A what?
A bushwhacker?
I thought a mudslide was like a dessert, like with the gummy worms in there. And like,
no, that's a cup of dirt, baby.
Oh, I love that.
The TGI Fridays cup of dirt.
Oh, my God.
It was like pudding with Oreo crumbles and then like a gummy worm. Shit. Oh. That was good. Oh. No, a mudslide. Yeah. What is it? Kahlua, chocolate. It's just like
what
your mom would drink.
Oh, yeah, a mudslide. Zane, I think we made like some a milkshake.
Oh, yeah, we did. The Kahlua Big Bear trip. Yeah, the Kahlua trip.
But
he's got a fancy schmancy brand deal at Kahlua, okay. And we went to Big Bear and made some mudslides.
Yeah, so it's when you want to get drunk off a milkshake. That's okay. All it is.
God, but a bushwhacker is similar to that, but it's more like frozen. It's like borderline, like, I think it's almost like an icy.
Oh, it's more like a frappe.
Yes, just like that. Like that.
Catch me. Remember Cheesecake Factory? The chocolate monkey or the monkey, the chocolate monko?
Oh.
They don't have it anymore? Chocolate.
I don't know if they have it anymore, but Heath and I would get destroyed.
Slam. The thing is, it would take you like four of them, and then you're just downing four extra large chocolate milkshakes.
Every time they'd bring us another one, they would spike it even more because they knew we were enjoying ourselves.
I think they were looking out for our calories.
Yeah, because they don't, you don't get drunk at Cheesecake, but when they see people are like getting drunk, they're like, this is fun. Yeah. Let's take care of our customers.
Let me help out a bit.
Yeah. I kind of want to go there.
The flying gorilla. Oh, boy. That's what it was.
The flying gorilla. Guys, when you go to Cheesecake, get the flying gorilla. Get it extra spiked.
Is that a like Wizard of Oz reference? Or no, it's a flying monkey. Right? I don't know.
It'll make you feel like you're in the Wizard of Oz. So.
But yeah, do me a favor. Matt, if you go to Cheesecake Factory ever again, it used to be such a hot spot. Mm. Why don't people go there anymore? I feel like it's still like good quality.
It still is.
No, you know why? Because it's always in malls now. And nobody wants to go to a restaurant.
There's a standalone in Pasadena that's really nice.
Yeah, but that's like all the way in Pasadena. Imagine it was right on the street.
Yeah.
We'd be there all the time.
I love Cheesecake Factory.
So good. It's such a vibe.
It's such a blend of like design elements. Yeah. Like it has this like Mediterranean vibe, but with these Russian turrets.
Super Vegas-y.
Didn't someone say the inside of a Cheesecake Factory just looks like the inside of a girl's vagina? Like you're just walking, you're like, wow.
And like by the time you leave, like the cheesecakes are such an afterthought. Like it's like you didn't even come there for the cheesecake. They're like,
and that's how they get you, right? Because everyone's like, well, we have to try the cheesecake. So you're just, that's another
I just
thing.
Love the restaurants that everybody can win. If nobody knows what they want, you know cheesecake is a good option because there's something for everybody.
And that's how I describe, whenever I go to a restaurant and the menu is so, just so big and so large, I go, oh, so they got a Cheesecake Factory menu.
Mm-hmm.
Like they, like Cheesecake Factory owns the market of just having a 10-page menu and you have just, they have everything. Mm-hmm. Did they ever switch
things
out?
Boy, their overhead has to be insane. Like what they're...
How does a waiter memorize that menu?
Oh, my brother did.
Yeah, that's like a dissertation when they bring that out.
My brother worked at the sister company of Cheesecake Factory. It was called, do you remember the one in Sawgrass Mall?
I don't.
It looked just like Cheesecake Factory, but it was another restaurant. It was like a sister company. And my brother had to memorize this packet this thick. Grand Lux. yep. this thick. And my brother would get so stressed out every night because he literally had to memorize it. And you can't screw up. No. You need to know everything front and back of
all
the
down
menu.
To the ingredients too. It's yeah. not just the name of the dish because someone's like, I don't want tomatoes in that. And you'd be exactly. like, sure. And you're like, is there even tomatoes in it?
Yeah. And yeah. the bad thing about these, this restaurant was that because it was in Sawgrass Mall and the amount of tourists that went in that mall, nobody ever tipped. So my brother would work his ass off at this place. And
it's a big like, it's a tourist spot for like foreigners.
So when foreigners come into America, they're not used to tipping. And a lot of them, they know that they can get away with pretending that they don't need to tip in America. There's a lot of people, like a lot of stories of people online talking about how like mm-hmm. it's not like restaurants that have a big tourist, customer base, it's you just might as well not work there because you're just not going to make any money from tip because they make a lot of their money from tip.
Right.
But he would make no money. He'd walk up like $20 in tips because he'd get like $2.50 an hour, $2.50 an hour. So he just quit.
It's
he quit
so,
after two
it's
months.
So crazy.
What about, you know, pizza places like Domino's? When they're rolling up, is that Domino's car or is that a guy who works for Domino's? And does Domino's pay for that gas or like...
Good question. When there's a Domino, like a random car with a Domino's like light.
Yeah. Like, is that Domino's car? One, Domino's, if those are your cars, upgrade them. That you're still driving around a 1995 Honda Accord.
Why is it always like a blue Accord that's like a 1996? Like, it's always those cars.
Yeah.
I've never seen like a.
Yeah, let's get them in. Let's get him in like a nice F-150 or something.
Yeah.
Throw the pizza in the back.
Little Pizza Planet car or Come something. On. Just yeah. make it fun.
Get him a Bronco.
Because then I'm like, is that tip having to go to the gas? Because hopefully Domino's is paying for it.
I would imagine.
Okay, good. But yeah, pizza guys though, man. Shout out to pizza guys.
Just delivery men?
There was a point in my life.
Delivery people too.
There was a point in my life where I really wanted to be a pizza delivery driver. I just thought it was such a cool job.
Yeah.
Because this was before like Uber and before all that. So my head was like, it's so cool. You get to just drive around for work and you just smell pizza all day.
And you have like that leather like.
The red leather briefcase.
Can I touch it? Like, give me it. Like, it's all just hot and warm. I want to smell the inside of it.
The most satisfying when you would see them start to unzip it as they're bringing the front of it's popping open.
Yeah.
Wow. Good times. Like, childhood pizza delivery, because we didn't do it often. My dad was always the person, like, I'll go pick it up.
Yeah.
But when we would go to my grandparents' house, they'd be like, let's just get it delivered.
Oh, and you guys were it was big budget night.
Yeah,
like when you're doing delivery, it's like, oh, we got money. We got paid this week.
It's like, okay, we're doing good.
Yeah.
What I love
about But the tip would always be like, they'd be like, here, go give him a tip. And I remember walking over with like $2.
Yeah.
But like, I guess at the time, $2 was a good tip.
Well, yeah, because pizza was $8.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true. I know, like in Home Alone, when he like it says all the whole order and how much the pizza order is, you're like, that's how much that pizza was back then? Even though it's a lot. But, what was I thinking about Domino's? What I love about Domino's is the little tracker. Like, oh, it's in the oven. Oh, we're doing a quality check on it. Like, is that all like a guesstimate or is there
I don't think it's actually, I think like they take a time and then they just play around with
that.
That
would require somebody to be punching a button in quality check right now.
I just want to give a shout out to Domino's, how far they've come. I don't know if we talked about this last podcast. Maybe it was the unwind, but shout out to Domino's for really coming back strong with the quality of their pizza.
Mm. That crunchy thin crust.
It's insane. And they, you know, they make a thick one now. They make a thick one. Like Pizza Hut, you know how Pizza Hut has like the thick one? I love it. Like the Pizza Hut Express one.
Give me that.
Oh my God. No. It's my favorite pizza.
I don't claim this.
Cheese crust. I wish the cheese crust was like a consistent thing.
What do you mean the cheese crust?
The cheese stuffed crust?
I've never had cheese stuffed crust.
It's too much. It's the whole rim.
I'm already getting the 90% is already cheese. Why do I want cheese?
The whole rim is a mozzarella stick. It's like,
get a side of mozzarella sticks if you want that so bad. I like my breadsticks with no cheese in it. Why? Just too much.
But then I also feel really stupid ordering a side of breadsticks or like cheesy bread and then dipping it in marinara. Sorry, bub. Marana. But it's literally like, let me get a pizza with a side of deconstructed pizza that I'm going to make on my own on the side. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
You know how people make homemade cakes or like, you know, little
Sorry. Are you sure you want to answer that? Two back-to-back calls.
Yeah, you've gotten a lot of calls. Are you sure you want, to answer that?
I feel like someone would text me and be like, call me now.
Yeah.
I've always had that like fear. Like, you know, people that go, disconnect. If you're without your phone, you're fine. But I'm always like, but what if something bad happens? It's not like it's I need to be connected on social media. I just want to know if like.
Last night it was 8 o'clock and Zane got a call from his dad. Can I say this?
Yeah.
Oh, Zane got a call from his dad and he looked at it, but we were like discussing something and he was like, oh, I'll call him back later. And I was like, no, maybe answer it because it's 11 o'clock over there.
Right.
So my dad never calls.
He was like, yeah, you're right. My dad never calls. So he called him back right away. And his dad was like, I'm in Vegas. I'm going to the Super Bowl. Like, and he was like, fuck. That's why you called me.
Because my dad thought I was going to the Super Bowl this week, which is weird because I never told him I was going to the Super Bowl. He just like assumed I was going. And what sucks is that normally when there's a big event happening, you know, usually we'll go if like we get invited to a thing or two. Just coincidentally, I've been invited to like 6-7 different parties like surrounding the Super Bowl. So I'm just like, I'm so close to finishing this fitness journey. And I'm just like, I can. That sucks. And then the second my dad is like, oh, I'm going to the Super Bowl, I'm working with the Chiefs. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
What are the odds? If
I was there, my dad could have easily got me in.
Your dad's cool, to see man. The game.
Just a selfie with Sorry. Taylor.
It just sucks. It just sucks how much opportunity I've lost. Yeah. Because of the stupid
it's gonna
shit
be worth
that
it.
I've been. I know.
You're
I
so
know.
That's a very I know you don't want to hear it, but like you're very strong to like turn it down because of this journey.
Also, you could do these things and just be good.
Yeah. No, why would I want to go to Vegas Super Bowl 6 parties and not eat anything I want to eat or drink anything I want to drink? Like, what's the fun in that?
It's possible.
It's not fun though.
Well, it's easy for you
to say because like you don't do it anymore.
But I did, and I had to get through it.
I know, but you don't drink anymore. It's not like you drink again and now you like portion control. You've quit it completely, so it's easy coming from you.
But you got it.
What do you mean I got it?
You could do it.
No, I can't.
I'd have to have a drink at the Super Bowl. Yeah, big fat Bud Light.
I don't even know what's going on the field. I just know that we're all on the same page.
Do you still got to wait in the line at the Super Bowl? I'm saying, like, if you're paying that much money.
Yeah. Dude,
I don't want to be like, I got to go wait.
The lines, yeah, it's even worse.
I bet now, no, they figured out, like, the new age concessions where it's like you go and pick it up and then you check out at a different
time. I don't know. I've been to a few games recently. It's still bad. Like
lines and like a whole process.
Unless they make more kiosk and more bars, I just don't think there's a better way to do it that where you're able to monitor everything. Because even ordering on the app and then going up, like that can get really messy too. Because like, what are you you're showing like a
ID? Yeah. I don't know.
Get messy. But yeah. So my dad is in Vegas and he's going to have fun at the Super Bowl while I'm doing app crunches.
What does he do for the Chiefs when he's there? Just make sure like it's, all of their people get their tickets. And
so what my dad does, he's a freelancer, right? So he waits for emails to come in for different companies, like chaperone companies and companies that they need help with, like moving a group of people to a certain place. And it's people that you see when you imagine when you go to a game and you just see like random people in collared shirts kind of maneuvering people, but you know they don't work at the stadium.
Okay.
It's those type of people.
It's like a brand liaison that
it's
kind
like a
of
classy
like,
bodyguard.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, it
escorts the brand to like do certain things at a time and make sure like the itinerary is running.
He's
smoothly.
Like Miss Ungermeyer in the Lizzie McGuire movie.
But man, those people, that was a good job when I worked with my dad on that. And I only got it because my dad, like,
you went to the
strings.
Olympics, right?
Yeah. I was getting paid, like for me back then, like 25 bucks an hour.
Woo.
So good. And I got to like, and it was a 5-hour minimum, right? So you have to get paid for 5 hours if you work even only 1 hour, which they were days.
Did you have a headset? Like,
no, it wasn't like that. Just it's a clipboard. That was our thing, was a clipboard.
That you mean business. You business, checking stuff
yeah.
off.
Nothing was on the phone. Everything was like, you had to write everything down. Check, check, check. They're here, check, check. Like nothing was electronic because it's easier to like flip through pages and make sure that everybody was like there. And oof, when like you miss somebody, if there was somebody that got off a flight and they had to call a taxi and they didn't get onto the shuttle that like-
That was on you?
Ooh, oh yeah. Oh, like you had to, because it's your job to like really catch them, because these people are like, a lot of these people are just very like on the go. They got a lot of money and they don't want to be sitting around waiting around, you know, but like their company paid a lot of money to get for their clients or for their workers to be treated well.
Yeah.
And treated well is making sure they get on the vehicle that you paid for and getting to the destination at a timely manner.
Did you know what they looked like before time? Like, did you get headshots of people?
No headshots.
Did you have to stand in an airport?
Yeah. So like, you hold their company, their brand logo, and you just hope that they come up to you, which they normally do 99% of the time. They'll come up to you and you check their name. But
I've always wanted to pull that move, like in Big Fat Liar, where they land and then they just go up to the guy who's holding like a sign for like that fancy person. Yeah. Goes, yep, that's us. Yeah. Like, because I feel like they never even like check anytime I've been.
Yeah, there's
picked
no
up,
like ID verification or anything like that.
Never ask for an ID. Yeah. At all.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, Shopify.
Hey, baby Heath, you hear that?
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
What else? Oh, haven't been getting sleep for the past few days because the electricity went out. And this, by the way, our boxes are good, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It just hit me though. But electricity has been going in and out of this house for like the past 3 days because of the floods. And there's something that went off in my closet in the attic where it's just beep, beep. And it won't like stop. It's been going.
It's still going on
2 days. But like I don't want, like I can't go up there and like reroute wires because I just have no business being up there.
You don't know what it's coming from though.
It's not a smoke alarm.
It's definitely coming from some sort of box that's attached to maybe like one of the planks.
Or it might be your security system too. I don't know.
Maybe. But it's something.
Or it could be a flood detector too. If it detects
a flood
a leak,
warning,
or like no, it detects a leak. Like it once it senses moisture, it like goes off.
Could be an Amber Alert.
Mm.
Is there any statistics that show how much Amber Alerts have helped?
Yeah,
find
for sure.
7 in every 10
no
Amber
way.
Alert cases, children are successfully reunited.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
That's insane. I did not think it was that high.
Because of the alert or just it went out, but they still ended
17%
up.
Of cases, the recovery is a direct result of the Amber Alert.
That's amazing.
We need to make the Amber Alert movie. That's like, I'd watch that. Like, you know, they were making the Beanie Baby movie. We're making the BlackBerry movie. Amber Alert
like, how
movie.
How did that come about?
Well, I guess it would be kind of sad. It starts on a sad note, and then it slowly progresses to the good of Amber Alert.
All right, are they changing up the story a little bit to make it more interesting?
Did they find the Marines in that helicopter that went down yesterday?
Oh.
They died?
Yeah. Wait, I haven't heard this yet. What happened?
It was one of those like intense military helicopters that were carrying like 5 Marines from Vegas to go to San Diego, and it went down in like South California.
No.
In like a very remote side of California, and it went missing. They just realized it didn't show back up to base, and they were like, where is it?
How are you not in communication?
Yeah, is there not a GPS on a military grade helicopter?
That doesn't make any sense.
I feel like there's no GPS on a lot of just vehicles in general, though.
I guess though, once like something crashes, you have to have like,
and don't they not have it on everything because it can be intercepted by other?
No, but like your base would have to have communication with your own military helicopter coming in and like checking
communication.
On it.
I get, but I mean they're probably trying to communicate with them and nobody was responding. That's probably how they.
Oh man!
Out of all the Marines are like I know there's like a
the few the proud
the difficulty level. What's the Marines would be considered the highest, or is it like the Navy SEALs?
I think Navy SEALs have like more rigorous training.
Yeah, that's right.
But then there's also, you know, you have Army Rangers, which is like the top of the Army. You've got the Navy SEALs. You've got
Color Guard.
Air Force.
Color Guard. You've got JROTC.
I'd be in JROTC.
Save you. Flipping that up and then just catching that color guard. I'm on like color guard TikTok sometimes, and because I'm just so fascinated how those people can just throw a gun. Which one?
wild how that became a thing because guns are supposed to be really respected.
Yeah.
You need a
always
clean
have your hand on it.
Had the safety on, and then one day someone was like
higher.
They're like, do it again.
But why do we need to incorporate that in training? Like throwing guns in the air like a baton?
It's more of like the Navy choir was singing. There's a band for like the Navy, the Army, all of that. Yeah. It's their extracurricular. So, but it's a gun. Like, yo, that is like a weapon.
But the guns that they use, though, it looks all white. It looks like they...
It's like wooden. It's probably plastic. Yeah. It's probably balanced outright to catch it.
Yeah, look at that. There's like not even a handle on there.
They got a sniper scope on it, though. Like...
Oh god!
But they never bring out the ribbons like in Cadet Kelly though, or that was like kind of their move at the end.
I think that was just in Cadet Kelly.
Did you ever see Major Payne?
With one of the Wayans brothers.
Yes,
and he has like a lisp. That doesn't hold up, right?
That is one of the best, funniest movies, and they have like the whole color guard type thing, like performance at the end, and Tiger is just like up there dancing, and like they're all doing the stuff. Hold on. Oh man, I loved that movie.
God, what a great opportunity. I wish. Imagine being a kid and getting a role like that where it's you don't really have to do much acting, it's just like a performance. Give me a performance in a movie. Like I can do that.
That was Orlando Brown?
No, it wasn't. It was Little Tiger.
Why?
That didn't even look like him.
Wow.
Wait, are you sure?
It says right here.
Little Tiger. Wow, that was Orlando Brown.
Have you seen him on the internet lately?
Ooh. I never know.
He's been a big yapper.
I never know if he's doing better or it's a really bad clip.
I don't know if he's like doing bits or not too. Like, you know how he like freak out and is like, you know the people that are just manic?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like a bit. And I'm seeing a lot of these type of people on the internet just like being manic, and I don't know if it's real or not.
I'm just glad that I'm a little like little media literate where I can see something. And
yeah, we're good at it. We see it all the time, so we know.
It's fake. Dude, there's some guy was talking about boomers on Facebook and how much they're believing AI stuff.
It's like crazy. I've seen stuff like that too, where it'll be like your parents and grandparents will be like, don't believe everything you see on the internet, but then they'll repost like an AI sunset from like a different and be like, this is the most beautiful thing. And you're like, you're the one telling me not
like,
to.
Clearly.
You're posting it like this. This is the most
clearly AI.
This is unbelievable. They made an igloo that looks like the Sistine Chapel.
It's
Matt. I got hit up by a photographer.
Oh my god!
I got hit up by a photographer. I gotta show you this. I went to his page. Every picture is AI, straight AI. Like all the people that are posing for the pictures.
Wait, a photographer was putting AI. Images.
So a photographer's Instagram page. Every picture was. It was an AI.
And he was posting it like it was
like he was a photographer, which is crazy. But like, imagine how many people is getting, because there's people that just believe.
Oh, we're that, doomed.
But they're like, they weren't even good. Like, you know, just like the.
Yeah.
Like those pictures. It's really funny.
I feel like I need. Yeah. I wonder. I'm so curious if my parents could like identify an AI image. Just like what's real, what's AI.
Yeah.
I think they
Has
could.
Anybody used the Vision Pro yet?
No. Have you?
I have not.
David has.
I have not cared to like put that thing on my head at all. I just haven't. But I know that they play around with it like every day. They are having a lot of fun with it.
It's crazy seeing people recording people that have it in public and they're just walking around. And
I think that's staged. I think every single one of those clips are staged because I saw one with like a YouTuber. So they put that like you know the conspiracy sound. I saw one of those videos and. In the compilation, they're putting YouTubers that were making videos of them walking around with Vision Pro. Yeah. I was like, oh, obviously these are all just clips from different. So I didn't like. I also
no,
don't
there's,
believe
there's definitely
that people
like
are
people
walking
like,
around yeah, with it but, on. Like if we go to New York right now, I won't probably see one person with a Vision Pro on their head. Like someone
touched.
Filming
I
them.
Touched one. I went into the Apple
is
store.
How was the weight?
Well, the thing is, it was already like on this like mount, like you can't pick it up. But you know, it's out like the iPhones and stuff. But you have to book an appointment in the back.
You went to the Apple store?
I just popped in because I could see a whole row of them, and I just went up to like touch the quality of it.
Yeah.
The front feels like really nice. It feels like an Apple product. The back, like the mesh and stuff, it does look like it's nice quality, but you think it'd be a little bit better.
Yeah.
Because I was like...
I do like that it looks like really cool ski goggles, which is like makes me want to... try them on.
It's just crazy that this is like the first iteration of it, and it's only going to get crazier better. And smaller.
I'm surprised that they didn't all like. They probably did this intentionally, like go smaller and smaller with like the goggles, because the bigger the goggles, people just get like sick of it. Like it gets very uncomfortable. But I'm sure every Pro 2, Pro 3, Pro 4, it's going to get smaller and smaller and smaller just so they have like something to look
Jordan and
to.
I were talking about it. Like it's going to be to the point where like that replaces the phone. And that's lens. all you're going to need is that. And you're going to carry around something like this that would be your battery pack. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to need your phone anymore. This would just be like a battery in your pocket. And you would just be wearing the glasses all day.
You think it could replace a phone at some point? The phone there
would be no point to have a phone. Like you can watch everything in there. You can call. You can text. You can do everything that your phone does.
I bet certain job industries will like really take advantage of it. You know, like the way like also iPads are like the new, like that's the new clipboard basically is the iPad. Like, I don't know, like health surgeons could be like looking at that, seeing all the diagnostics and stuff. Like there's going to be like jobs where like they really need it.
Yeah. To me, that makes sense. Or somebody that's like running an event. And they are always on the go. Like they have to make sure everybody's
multitasking.
I think those will come in handy a lot. With people like that. Like or wedding planner. Mm-hmm. Like them running around.
A wedding planner at your damn wedding, you have this person just like
she's, but like the amount of stuff she's getting done with that thing on.
I did see a photographer that had it hooked up. So instead of, you know, a photographer will shoot and then it'll send to another thing. He was taking the picture and it would be displaying the latest one so he could shoot and see. As opposed to it popping up on a monitor that you have to like walk through and like cycle.
That's genius. But the thing is that it needs to be thin enough where he can like look at what he's taking a picture instead of just like blindly taking it. You know what I mean? That would kind of suck. But like if you're able to like chicken and then see it like immediately,
can you sync up on it? Like if we're all in it, can we like start moving stuff around?
Not in somebody else's. I'm sure if there's going to be a setting for like close proximity, if you like say yes, where we could be like, okay, let's put this up here and I'll look at this.
Yeah.
Or they'll just one day attach missiles to it and you look at somebody tracking destroy.
Why does it have to be a whole headset? Why can't it be like sunglasses?
I think because they want to get there. Like they start big and then they have something to work towards.
I bet your ears couldn't even support like the weight.
People are saying it's very front heavy.
Yeah, it's like a pound. Your head is not used to having something that heavy, like, on your head.
People's necks are going to...
But honestly, Mariah, like, I think because of how well it is, like, look at how... The technology that they put into this, I think they just really needed it into something that big to start.
Mm-hmm.
It's only going to get smaller.
It reminds me, if they do, like, sunglasses or regular glasses, it reminds me of when you're in, like, a really expensive, fancy car.
Yeah, the heads-up display.
The heads-up display when it shows the speed limit mm-hmm. up and how fast you're going. Like, it'll be like that.
Yeah.
And I think the heads-up display in the future is going to have, like, is going to point to, like, if you're on a highway and it splits, it's going to have an arrow, like, which direction.
They kind of have that right now, but it's very...
Mercedes came out with the augmented reality version, so it shows you in the distance. It will be able to make it look like your pinpoints up ahead, and as you're getting closer to it, it shows you.
And it actually turns your wheels.
What? No, it doesn't.
But yeah, no, it's really crazy. So it's in... their new electric car, the EQS or whatever it is.
Oh.
But basically, it's a whole augmented reality. It'll show you the name of the place that's popped up. It'll be a pin, and it tells you, and the arrows will bend as you're taking the corners and everything.
That's what
like
I
that.
Imagined it. You. Or like I imagined them like highlighting the street to follow.
Click the one on the right.
Cool.
What's one moment from Japan that you always think about from our trip?
Us getting held hostage at the gate from like Japan police believing
what
us.
What an insane thing that actually happened. Like people, like you guys probably thought that we genuinely we were just drawn. It was like luck of the draw. Like our ticket just never came out.
They held us for an hour, took the machine apart. We're searching for our cards to prove that we had this JR pass. Finally, they find the ones or whatever, and then the names don't match who we are. I was missing, like, I had yours, she had yours.
But the way they were treating it was like, it's never happened before. Yeah. And it's like, no, it did happen.
Oh, my.
That was crazy.
Where they had to, like, it wasn't like, oh, 1 second. It was like, no, we have to, We have to hold you here.
You have
to stay.
No, this
is like, this is your fault. You're messing with us and you're trying to steal for, like,
they thought we were trying to pull a fast
intense
one.
Intense moment, yeah.
Yeah, you have breached national security. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You are a threat.
Imagine being in Japanese jail. I've never been in jail before, but like, I'm just in Japan jail. That'd be fucking awesome. No, being arrested in a different country is scary.
That would be, and you don't understand anything?
Oh my God.
Jail in another language is like top tier punishment.
Like, you trying to find a hospital that can like take you in another country. Imagine just trying to get out of jail.
They're like telling you to like get out of the room, like it's time to get up, and you don't understand it. So then they think you're being like a bad prisoner, and then they like.
And you think the US Embassy gives a shit about you? Think they're gonna take the time to hit you up about a ticket that didn't come out from the other side of the station?
Yeah, we have Zayn Hijazi that's stuck there. Ain't nobody calling for you.
Screwed.
But why do I feel like Japanese prison would be so clean and nice?
Oh yeah! Oh my God! And the bento boxes,
you know they're getting.
You know that shit's good. You know that it's top quality. Heath, when we're at the train station, there are bento boxes that were just sitting literally in the shelves in little kiosks.
It's pretty crazy the concept of prison. Like, that's timeout for life.
Yeah,
like you are in adult timeout for a very long time.
Isn't it like it's crazy? Whenever I see like a case where somebody gets a good deal, right? But they have to go to prison for like 4 or 5 years. That is crazy. 4 to 5 years in jail.
Yeah.
Like, bro, that is a good section of your life just gone. But it's a good deal. You better take that deal. And that situation haunts me. Just imagine having to choose that as a good deal.
Four years.
Or like if you like actually didn't do the crime and you have to take a plea deal and plead guilty to get a lower sentence because you're like, I'm screwed either way. I might as well try to get the lesser.
Dude, that's why even when it comes to like money, like taxes and stuff, like I refuse to try to like work around it. I'm just way too scared. It's just not worth it.
Oh, the IRS will come knocking.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but there's people that beat it. There's people that work their way around it. Like it happens.
They do until they get caught.
It's just so scary. It's just so scary. And like the power that they have.
Yeah, didn't Wesley, you know the actor Wesley Snipes, yeah, the guy who played Blade, like Blade 1, Blade 2.
Martha Stewart.
The vampire hunter. Well, like Martha Stewart was insider trading.
Still went to prison though.
House arrest.
And oh, maybe, I thought she actually went to.
Oh, maybe like for like I a thought week she did or two time. And like a high
insider
end
trading to me is so interesting. It's so interesting. Like, why is it illegal? It's almost like then don't have stocks then.
But then that's what makes it like unethical is that you knew about that the business was going to.
But the
do
thing
something
is that somebody knows about it though.
Yes, but you're.
It's such a weird line. Like, where's the line to insider trading?
But then that's unfair to all the other shareholders.
Absolutely, and I get that. But like,
because,
I'm not for these. But I don't know anything about stocks. I don't know anything about that world. But like, to me, it just feels like the thing is that people are going to always know.
That's why I say if I ever got convicted of something, I think it would be insider trading because
it's just such
if someone told me that I had like millions and millions and something was going to happen tomorrow.
And you're going to lose it all.
You should sell now before you.
But what if you don't even get a lot of information? They just said you should put your money into this stock, which happens all the time. And then like that's considered, but that's now insider trading.
Insider trading happens all the time. The thing is when you get caught, that's like the issue. Like they can trace down to the phone calls and they can see who bought it and they go, weird. Do any of these people who just randomly have to sell their stocks, is there any connection between them? And suddenly they figure out, wait, this guy was in the same fraternity as this guy at college. Yeah. And they happen to play at the same golf course with
Bubba,
this
you
guy.
Would love that job. Just like,
oh,
I'd just be so good at it.
There was a kid.
Me and Jordan together? Forget it.
This guy, you'd be putting the wrong people.
This guy shops at Trader Joe's all the time. And this person's a cashier at Trader Joe's.
So I do that. I just do that in general. If we're out to dinner, I'm already figuring out the people next to me for no reason.
Imagine Heath has a group of friends.
I can't imagine.
They're all insider trading, and then it gets to Heath. But Heath does not give me any more information than you should put your money into this stock.
He has to say, you like the stock. You can't legally say, but you guys said, should no, go buy this
he
stock.
He says it to me verbally.
Oh.
This is not through text. This is not through phone call.
They do assume. So if it's like, if I do something and then you do something immediately and there's no text or call record of it, they go, okay, well, they're best friends. Obviously, he told them to do this.
Oh, so I'm going to jail too.
And you have to have a good defense. You have to show them that you did like enough research. Like why you did it,
exactly.
You were following the trends and you were following the market, and they have to have evidence of that.
Zane trying to explain him.
Me.
The thing is, I don't know anything about the stock market. I just do whatever, like in that world, I'll do whatever somebody tells me.
Yeah.
Hoge. And they go, boy, we lost our
boy,
ass.
We lost.
I'm so...
My whole ass was cut off.
Pete, I'll never forget where you were like, we were talking about you like, I'm going back in. I'm buying more. Like you were like whipping out your car because you were like, I got to get back in it.
I just remember that one day, Heath, we were all silent.
Yeah, we didn't talk.
We were silent, all working out because we lost everything.
I lost $400 on
Hoge. We lost so much
and
money.
And what was so stupid was like you couldn't do it from your phone. And I remember I was on the golf course and we got a call that it was like plummeting. And I remember being like, I can't even sell it. I can't. And it was just like, well, when I get home, we'll see what it's at.
Yeah. That's the toughest.
Gone.
That's the toughest with like stocks is like it's going down, but you're like, but maybe in the future, some random day, it'll come back up. It does.
And that's why I personally don't do anything like that. Like, I don't, like, try to, I don't, dude, involve myself in, like, crypto. Or
I'm so glad we never got into NFTs. When they started having NFT parties in LA, and they're like, are you getting minted tonight? I was like, this is fucked.
Matt, I just felt this so, I thought I had FOMO for some reason. I was like, oh, everybody's doing it. I feel like
it was the pressure.
Yeah, the pressure of everybody minting.
We got invited to a minted party. They're like, and we walked in, they're like, oh, have you minted yet? And I'm like,
yeah, it's like we're getting baptized.
I was
like,
talking
about? Found God tonight? Like, are you getting minted? I remember I didn't even get minted.
It felt like, so culty. Like it felt
and
like
they would like cheers you and be like, woo, everyone, he just minted. Look at his NFT. Yeah. It's like this robotic like
Matt, painting.
And then you would
Heath
pose
I,
with your...
Matt, I remember Heath and I leaving so stressed out because we were like, this is now the new thing and we just have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, every NFT I got, I have like four NFTs, all were given to me for free. Like it's...
Uh-huh. Okay.
And everyone Flex? Who has an NFT, though, like, they're worth nothing now. It's completely obsolete.
Crazy.
I don't know what Gary Vaynerchuk is doing with all of that.
I'm sure he pumped the price up and sold it all.
I wonder what his main source of income is.
Speaking.
Yeah.
Do you
think that's his main source of income?
And his media agency is worth, like, billions of dollars. Yeah. Gary VaynerMedia is huge, huge. Mm-hmm. But his whole like V Friends thing, I mean, I've gone to VCon, I've got invited, but.
All right.
Yeah. But that stuff, I'm always like, you're giving me all this stuff, but I'm like, what am I doing with it?
Yeah.
But.
The NFT little phase was wild.
Mariah, you ever minted? Mint no. Mariah. Minty Mariah.
Mint by Mariah. Mint to be. No, I'm not. I don't even know what that means.
you guys are huge crypto people like, at your wedding.
The theme is mint to be.
Mint to be. Just a giant holographic crypto. You have your own crypto, like Bitcoin for the wedding guests. So people have to like.
Oh, yeah. You already know people did that for sure. Oh,
absolutely.
There's like a QR code for people to scan to get those, what were they, Bored Apes? That shit was.
Is this even English? What are we talking about?
I remember looking at the Bored Apes and I was just like, why are people paying $250,000 for this?
They still are.
Right?
Isn't it still like a big thing?
I think
like
Bored Ape
it's still worth
it. I think people are trying to make Bored Apes have their value because people bought them for so much money and they're like, what am I doing? I need to do something with this. I need to like
touch grass.
Try to make it
smart.
You want to do something? Go outside.
What's the most amount of money? You don't have to say that price. What's the most amount of money you ever spent where you're just like, what a waste? Like, just what a waste of my money and time.
Something that you lost money on?
Yeah. We've already said ours, but.
What was
I'm
ours?
Just curious.
Oh, Hoge. Yeah, that was our biggest.
Oh, Hoge. Okay, so like a stock purchase?
No, not like... stock. Just like anything. I'm just curious.
Oh, well, like one time I bought a reservation. It's happened to me two times. Like reservations at a hotel that are non-refundable. And you're like, I just bought a 5-night stay, and it's
why and you didn't go.
Why is any hotel room non-refundable? That makes no sense to me. They have thousands of rooms in one building.
It depends on what you're booking, but apparently, I didn't know this. You just reschedule the booking to another day, and you keep doing that. Keep rescheduling it and pushing it to hopefully the day you do that. I didn't know that, and I just let that money burn. One time when I went to Niagara Falls, I booked it on the Canada side, thinking, oh, during COVID times, I could just walk into fucking Canada. No. Oh. And they were like, sorry, goodbye to that. Those were times where I was just like, I can't do anything about
it. Keep rescheduling it?
That's a good idea.
All right. I don't know. I've never had like a huge loss on like a stock, probably like a couple hundred dollars on like a few things here and there.
But I guess I was wondering, not stock.
I wish I withdrew most of my Doge at its peak.
Mm-hmm.
Because I bought 50, I don't know. I feel like I said this story a couple times. I bought like $50 worth of Doge in July of 2020. Just for fun, because I saw some TikTok that was like, you could own these are like fractions of a cent.
You can have millions
like,
of these.
Fuck it. $50. We'll see. Doge, it sounds funny. And then it turned into like $5,000.
Wow. And wait, your 50 turned into 5,000?
5,000.
Wow.
And then at the peak, I withdrew 1,000. And I was like, ooh, that was an easy 1,000, but I should let the rest ride. And now it's gone down to like, I don't know, $800. It's
still a big win.
One of my like best random buys, but
I'm the same way, I guess, until I start getting a little bit of liquored up.
when I did all the Bitcoin and everything, and like I bought all that, it was when I was wasted.
Ooh.
Every time I ever did something like that, I was like drunk and I heard something, I was like, let's just do it.
Oof.
And then I ended up buying like 4 Bitcoin, and then the price dropped completely for like a long time, and it finally came back up.
Yeah, it was for years when it was like under, it hit like 34,000, like, and then it was under 20.
It was at 60 something, and then it dropped to like 16, and I was like, oh, this is bad. And then I just held on to it because I was like, let's just see. And then I finally got back up to where I bought it at, and I pulled it out, and I was like, never again.
Oh, there is one thing about Bitcoin that kind of drives me nuts. Well, I don't know if I could legally say this. Well, I don't know. I don't care. Let's just say I was you had to buy something on the internet via Bitcoin. But that was back then when Bitcoin was like nothing. Yeah, it was like a couple hundred dollars.
That's how it was.
I had to set up a wallet, buy
Bitcoin. You bought prostitutes with Bitcoin?
No. Let's just say it was some identification.
Oh.
And I was buying it for somebody else.
Oh, okay.
And I had to buy it through Bitcoin. But I spent the rest of the Bitcoin on that thing, but I still had a fraction of that Bitcoin in a wallet. But I thought, fuck Bitcoin, I'm never going to use it. Don't know where that wallet information is at all, but I bet it's worth like what it was, like probably $50. It was probably worth now like a couple thousand of that. But it's gone. But I'm like, hey, whatever. But I can't. Yeah. I tried to find it through emails and stuff. I can't find it.
Unless you don't have that code. It's pretty impossible.
And I
right?
also think the site that like held my wallet, my digital coin
went
under. So it's like gone.
I wonder how much money Bitcoin, what was that app again?
Oh,
Coinbase.
I guess it's not Coinbase. I just wonder how much Bitcoin was able to retrieve back from people
You can't retrieve it back.
Oh, you can't? There's no like limit.
It's just gone.
It doesn't expire. Like Matt's 2000 is still sitting somewhere and it's just not.
It will sit in that wallet for
it
eternity.
Has to at some point just.
No.
Because that's what it would, so encrypted.
It's the equivalent of like having gold that got lost. The gold will sit there forever until somebody either retrieves it or it's just never found.
Did I tell y'all about this art like good influences set?
No.
So I've seen clips of other people's podcasts. I'm like, oh, they record there. One day I was scrolling on TikTok. I see a porn star. Like, I'm a cultured guy. I could recognize public figures. I was like, oh my gosh, this is on TikTok. Yeah. One, I'm like, whoa.
And she's in the studio.
She's in the studio getting interviewed. And I was like, what is this? Oh, this is like a porn podcast where a guy's just interviewing porn stars.
Kind of like the jumper one.
Yes. Okay. Just like that. Yeah, and I was like, oh, okay. This is interesting. That's all right. And then one day driving back from the studio, I was like, I'm going to just turn this on Spotify, play it like 2x speed.
It's the couch that he sits on.
Zane, hold your horses. I'm getting to it. I'm listening to it at like 2x speed. They're like, blah, 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 talking, like interviewing the porn star. And they go, oh, by the way, guys, we just shot a POV blowjob right here. So guys, make sure to subscribe to our OnlyFans where you can see the full video. And I'm like, are they talking about like they just filmed it right then and there in that spot? So, and I'm like driving, hearing this, and I'm like, I'm like calling good influences. We're like texting, and you know, Erin, she's Miss OnlyFans. She's like, I'm gonna look this up. Subscribes to the thing because she knows how to work that website. She realizes there have been all of these porn scenes going on
in your set,
and dude, I'm talking bare cooch on the couch. A gangbang, man.
That's crazy.
I wish I could show. I'll show you guys the photos if you want to see. We were mortified. Mortified. It's like a horror movie where someone like buys like a new house and they're like, ooh, what are these VHS tapes? And it's just people getting killed right there in the living room.
Was it like, the exact chairs? And
yes. Dude.
And you had no idea. They no didn't disclose idea. That.
Just comfy on these seats every day. The, you know, mic covers right up to our faces. Oh, Zane, I wish I could.
Matt's just sitting there just, and you know, and
we were mortified.
That's really funny.
Oh, Zane, I gotta, hold on, I'll show you. We obviously will.
You show me after.
Okay.
Oh my god, I'm dying.
Dude, it was.
Oh my god.
Did you guys pay for the furniture and like the set, or was
it came with it. We trusted it. And it was just like, ugh. Oh, but then we like still felt responsible to like, I don't know, are we gonna change? We had to like shop for a new place.
Are you gonna get like plastic? Or you said you got a new set.
We did get a new set,
Matt,
yes.
I think they should have been transparent with you on that.
Like,
you can show me after. You can show me after. But they should have been more transparent with you about that. I think you have every right as just a podcast show to like know that if you're the seat that you're sitting in is being
they're not deep like, cleaning that
oh,
after.
Oh yeah,
no, they're not.
Like if it was different furniture that they brought in for it, I think I would have been fine.
Yeah.
Like
is your logo up in the background?
No, because it's like TVs. They changed the logo for whatever podcast it is. But it was just the intimacy of what was going on to the seats we were on. Dude, I was like...
That's bad.
That's really funny. Yeah. That's really funny. You guys both went to Teresa Caputo. You know who Teresa Caputo is?
The medium?
Long Island medium.
They went to see her the other night.
Did she have like an event or?
It was like a little intimate event at the Langham Hotel.
Did she have a new show coming out? I feel like I saw a billboard.
Yeah, new. It's on Lifetime.
It's called Raising Spirits.
So they did like this little intimate, I don't even know how we got invited, why we were there. We got invited and...
So we thought maybe we'd know some people showing up, but it was all TCA members.
Yeah.
Television Critic. I looked it up. Television Critic Association.
Something like that. And all people that had to be like in the industry of like television stuff. And like, I think we were the only influencers there.
What network is it?
Lifetime.
Oh, it's on Lifetime.
Patricia and I got invited to something too. And we felt like we were the only like influencers there. And everyone there were movie critics. Because during the thing, they would be writing down notes and stuff. I think they were all journalists. But go on.
But yeah, it was at the Langham. And it was probably like, what? Maybe 75 people? Not even?
Yeah, it was pretty. It was in like a cool loungy area. And you know, we know the Langham inside and out because Zane sent me for my birthday.
Oh,
so
Langham
is
so nice.
Yeah. So we were comfortable there. It was really nice. But this was like, this sounds so stupid. This was like my dream night. It was my dream come true showing up here. They had like a whole pasta station before she got started. Mm-hmm. And they basically just talked about the new show coming out, other shows coming out on Lifetime. And then... she just got right into her reading and
walking through the tables where we're all sitting and was reading people as she's like walking through.
Oh, I love being
and
read.
Just before we explain a little bit, just a disclaimer, we did not get read. I don't want like a build up and then nothing happened, but we did. Obviously we discussed it afterwards.
She walked by you guys, she was like negative auras.
We did discuss it afterwards and obviously it would have been really nice to be read and have our loved ones come through. That's everybody hopes for that.
Yeah.
But we left and we were at peace with it because we realized how many people needed it more than us.
Yeah.
Like the people that she did read, we were
was channeling, it was like suicides, murders, like unfinished stories, like mysterious, I don't know. It was just like, it was so sad, but so.
Did the people she read, were they like, were they even like they were welcoming down. It or were they like,
so she does
immediately like, what the fuck?
Well, she had this whole spiel in the beginning and she was just like, she obviously can't choose who she goes to. It's just, she's led to certain people. But if you are open-minded, if you're open to it, if you're closed off, she's not going to really approach you. And she can tell who's nervous and who's not. So she'll kind of like shy away from it. But then if she really feels like there's a message, she'll like turn around and come back to that person. But she'll give them a second to like gather their thoughts. But there was a lot of people that she read were not supposed to be there that night. And it's just like, weird. Just so like there was a woman that she read and she like beelined for her. But this woman just walked in off the street. Like she saw the banners and
I don't think she was supposed to be there. She was just like, she was
because everybody like, no. It was like she has such a nice balance between finding humor and like making these jokes and having like comedic relief and really giving these people closure. That's what she explained.
She has a big hair, right?
Big blonde hair.
Is she just hiding like a headpiece back there? Like she has a whole satellite.
Hiding secrets.
The higher the hair, the closer to God.
There's a Vision Pro under that, just like scanning everybody.
I just love her because she's just so, like it wasn't performative at all. Now the only time we've been in contact with like a medium was the guy from Thanksgiving. And that was very intimate. But this was the first time it's like a famous medium where I was just really like, I'm very into that. But like, of course, you're not a full believer until you're sitting there.
Are they playing music during this?
No, it's just silent. It's basically like a little, like picture like a cafe, like a little loungy area.
And
everyone
she's
just had
walking
a seat.
Through and people are just like hanging out.
Is it candlelit?
Like, no, it's just a...
No, it was like, like an empty restaurant with like tables and booths.
They
and
had
people
food
just like,
for us. Like it was just such a casual...
Are people's responses to like hearing a connection? Are they like, whoa? Like,
no, or not
like,
really.
It was like, just like there was people crying when they had nothing to do with that situation. You were just crying for that person because people... It was the seating was basically like a free for all. You sit wherever you want. So there were strangers sitting at each other's tables.
Yeah.
There was just so many connections made with strangers that was so beautiful to see. Like there was a woman who, it's terrible. Her father shot her mother and then shot himself and they left the kids alone. And she had this like anger built up and she got this closure that was just so beautiful at the end and she just like obviously you never stop thinking about it and if it's like
and it's crazy too, it's not like she's like just saying things that could apply to anybody. So she was talking to her and she was like explaining the situation and then she goes without even asking, do you have a brother, do you have this, she was just like, and what's going on with your brother's brain? What happened with his brain? Not even knowing that she had a brother, but she was like, yeah, my brother had a like a brain tumor that had to be removed.
Whoa.
So it's like it's not broad in the sense that it could just be applied.
Even when it comes down to just the medium that you guys had at that like Thanksgiving dinner, to me, that's crazier than anything you guys are telling me with Teresa Caputo. Like that to me was just like, that was scary of how
it
close
was,
he got.
It was scary because like, obviously it was like directed towards us. Like this was just her with other people, but I would imagine it was the same experience that they had.
Right. Were you guys nervous?
I was anxious during the day. But once that first person got read, I was like, I don't need it.
Read me.
I would have loved it, but I didn't need it as much as these other people. I can't believe what people go through. Like, you just don't.
Just all the trauma in that one room that you don't know.
Yeah,
that
you just
everybody
never know.
In there went through, like, these crazy life experiences.
You can tell that at one point she was, like, starting to close out. Like, she was just, like, getting tired. Like I'm sure it's exhausting. She explained it like it was an out of body experience. Like she says, like she's not really fully present. It's just she's talking to these people and she's relaying the message like the guy from Thanksgiving. They're just relaying messages. Her sister, she wasn't supposed to be there because she didn't want to be there because she doesn't talk about losing her sister and she's never talked about the people that she works with. She never brought it up. So nobody really knows. And she said her sister said like she would never speak up. So she made Teresa turn around and be like, I know your sister passed away. She's at peace. Like all this stuff. And the girl was just like,
just stoned. Like,
yeah. Because she was like, your sister's telling me you would have never spoken up, even if I asked you, like, did you lose a sister? She would have never said anything.
Crazy, dude. Yeah.
I think these situations are, it's really hard for somebody to understand it until she turns there. To yeah. you, beelines for you, and says yeah. something completely yes. out of pocket where nobody would know but you.
Yes.
And then you're just like, okay, that yeah. was really weird. Like, how would anybody know this? Because yeah. I have it's not a, talked
the,
about
it's
this.
It's the
with
same
anybody.
Thing. Like, I always felt the same way until I met that guy at Thanksgiving and, like, completely changed my life.
Because Heath is a big skeptic on right. that
yeah,
type of shit.
I feel like I put myself like in a situation and be like, how real is this? Because like you right. always hear stuff about it and you're like, well, they could be Googling. They could be looking ahead. They could be doing
right.
this. Like, obviously, like, yes, you could pick it apart however you want. It was somebody planted. It was this. They know all about it. It's to put on a show to make everybody think this. Think whatever you want, which is the way I was.
I bet she saved that other girl for her back pocket, though, at the end.
Like
she
I said,
knew that already going in, but then she like wanted to like.
But how did she know?
But still, there would be some sort of.
She
the thing
knew.
Is, the thing she is, knew. It's so hard to explain. I was very fascinated with like, she would, it wasn't like she would go up to one person and be like, okay, you're next. Let's unpack this. I'm going to go to the next person. It was very much like somebody with ADHD. It was like, she would stop halfway and turn around and be like, I'm sorry. And like this and this and that. Let me go back to this. It was all over the place.
Isn't that similar to what the guy also did at your thing too?
Yeah. It's just like they hear these things and they're being told these things. And they're like, I got to get it out of my
I
brain.
I do want to believe it. And same thing. We're like,
yeah,
I can't
I
wait
think
for that moment.
Experience
I do think
it.
There's a strategy. There's an act. It's kind of, there's a process right. of how
I,
they
no,
do
no,
it.
I know. And I completely understand. It's just, think about this. There are people coming to your show. It's not like a whole strategize. She gets faces and names who are showing up. These are people that are coming into a lounge. You sit wherever the hell you want. Yeah. You expect her to memorize information and faces from a sheeter to practice no. before she comes into. That's literally impossible.
Have you ever seen televangelists over? They run a whole business doing this stuff, going around, and they have people that are mic'd up. And they yeah. know everyone who's there. They have people who are doing research of everyone who's also in the room. And
I totally, obviously.
And I'm not trying to rain on. Did you guys get name tags? Were you names checked
no.
in? There wasn't a list of anything for to
well, you
get
just
there.
Got
people
in,
were invited.
You just got in.
Yeah.
There was a list.
She had a plus one. She brought Heath.
I would love to see her then film her in Times Square and just film her walking around and going up to people. I'd love to see her.
I feel like she would do that in a heartbeat.
She does that.
Then why are you cashing in on like making a whole damn show in a business?
She's not cashing in. She has a Lifetime show coming out and she's promoting it.
If you ever have the chance to see her in person, I recommend going. She's so normal and it doesn't seem like a whole production.
She doesn't look that normal.
She just
that
Staten actually, Island. It's very Long Island. Yeah. Everybody Island. Looks like that. Yeah, she's very, the nails, the hair, the makeup, that's just who she is.
Yeah.
So she's Catholic. She just told everybody, I believe in God. I don't care what you believe in. I just want everyone to take away something from today. Whether that's making a connection with a stranger, you can walk out of here not believing me, but she likes the fact that people walk out making connections with people and like yeah. having that. What is it called? Trauma bonding or mm-hmm. whatever. She wasn't.
I think that's on my mind. Why don't you go solve a murder?
Well, it's not like, she even says, she was like, if I knew the lottery numbers, of course I'd be going out and doing what she was like, it doesn't work like that. But I know. Yeah, I know. I'm just like
that's
saying
where,
it was.
But no, I want to believe it. And I think I would find closure if I would love for my grandma to speak to me. I would love if my Aunt Mary Lou just passed away. Just could talk to me.
It was just cool to see the details. It was cool for her to not be so broad.
Yeah.
It was very specific things of like.
I feel like when you're there too, you could probably tell when it literally looks like something is just feeding them information. You know what I mean? Like,
I know.
There's a difference between memorizing and yeah. learning and then spewing out and then just saying whatever is being like transmitted to you. But for that information to be that accurate.
Yeah.
I need to see the system.
The difference is like the guy that was at Thanksgiving would get names, numbers, dates, and he would just spit stuff out. Hers is different. She would get like signs. So it's not like
yeah,
a direct.
Yeah, they're very different mediums.
Like, hey, tell them that there's a heart-shaped locket and I miss them and they're doing great. That's not what she hears.
I think
she's been doing it so long that like she would get like some like a symbol or something. So it would be like a tap on the back of the head would mean
she'll say what the symbol she's seeing. She's right. like, I'm tasting blood, which is my sign for this.
Right.
Does that make sense? And the person would be like, or her thing was fair enough. She'll be like, I taste blood. They left tragically. Fair enough. And they'd be like, yeah. And she'd be like, so blah, blah, blah. And she'll keep going. And they're like,
yeah.
And then she pinpoints exactly what it is. I don't know how to explain it.
I also think
it.
It's like she's fishing and then she narrows down. It's the same thing like a magician does or a mentalist. Where you could look at a group of 10 people like, I'm seeing a red car. The odds of somebody whose parents at some point in their life drove a red car, I think is pretty high. And then you like narrow in off of the odds where she's like, I'm seeing two people. I think the odds of somebody at the table having known everyone dies, that they know someone who has died.
It's
yeah, just, it's a bit of an act and it's a circus act. They've been doing it for the beginning, like since the beginning of time. And I think she's really perfected her craft mm-hmm. and she knows how to work down it. And I know it seems sporadic and informal, but that's part of the fucking strategy with it, I think.
Yeah, I would love to be read by someone like that, like someone that good who's been doing it for a long time. And I just want to see how close they can get because you can only believe only if you've got it done to yourself, right?
Yeah.
If you see somebody else do it to somebody else, there's really not much you can do than just see emotional reactions.
Yeah.
And just then you tell yourself if you believe that or not. But if someone came to me and she truly told me something that nobody would have possibly known, for me, I'd be like, it's just too good to be an act. Or
Teresa,
just another medium.
Come on over, girl.
Yeah, Teresa, bring yourself and your big hair onto the show. let's
sure
get red.
If we had her on, though, she would be reading us so well because she would have done the research. She would have known.
Well, no, but us would be easier for sure because you could probably research
Yeah.
But she does it to random people all the time.
It was just beautiful. Like the amount of people like at the end, like finding those connections and having those things in common with people. It was just like, I just like human connection. And it's just like, whether it's real or not, people still got closure that night and they felt better walking out. So I feel like that's
all that
matters.
I would love to see a documentary about mediums in a way where we kind of hear how every medium does it. You know, like I would love to hear just everything about like how each one does, like how each one connects with the past and like every single detail. Just I would love to just watch it all in like a documentary.
It's very hard to explain, but it was the best night of my life. So don't ruin it. It was the best night of my life.
It was the best night of my life.
It was just like a dream come true.
And we're actually going to get dinner with her next week.
I wish.
Yeah, why I really want a medium in here is because I just want to see the bantering between the medium and you, and I just want to just hear it.
I'll always be nice to anyone who's like craft that is. Like if it's a hypnotist or if it's a magician, I'm not going to be like if a magician does a trick and I know how he does it, I'm not going to be like I know how you did that. Like I wouldn't even be challenging her. I'd be welcoming and be like yes, 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 yes. And then I would probably talk about it after, but I would never lie to her. I would never like make her go down a fake chain of events and being like, oh my God, yes, yes, yes. I would tell her, no, that doesn't add up.
Yeah.
For me, it's just, it's the.
And she reads pets. She did. She did some dogs. It was crazy. People were like, what the animals coming to her sounds absurd. So like I said, everyone just laughed at her and she was like, no, seriously. She
people
goes, I don't know
pets.
How. But it's nice that she is the same person on and off camera.
Yeah.
Like she was like my dream person to meet. That sounds so stupid. She was like my dream person to meet and I've only seen her on television.
Yeah.
She's the exact same person. She's just this like person from Long Island. And like we had a whole conversation with her at the end and she was just so kind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she's just so
nice.
Like such a normal person. We were talking about, she gave us some wedding venue recommendations.
Oh, yeah?
Because her daughter got married in Jersey. I'm not going to say.
Oh, okay.
We might do it. But yeah, it was fun. So thank you, Lifetime.
Last night, Heath was talking about how he liked certain posts. And he was like, because it had like no likes on it.
On TikTok.
And he liked it and unliked it. And he's like, oh, God, I just liked the TikTok. And
Zane was like, be careful because they can still see that you liked it even if you unliked it. And I was like,
especially with people that have like no followers, like you just see that notification. There's times where like I'm watching a TikTok and it's just like something like I don't agree with and I like it by myself. I'm like, oh shit. And then I unlike it. Like sometimes you just like a TikTok accidentally.
Yeah.
Not that you necessarily like the TikTok, but you like it just to be able to see it again. Or like, as like a save almost.
Yeah. I don't know. I like overthink it. So like that's what happened to him. And I was like, oh damn. Like they're still going to see that notification. I was like, next time, just save it or favorite it.
So it doesn't like pop up for them that I favorited it. Yeah,
it saves. And we had that discussion.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
And so I'm going through TikToks and there's a TikTok that I like love the audio. It was the one where it was like,
that wasn't my friend last night. That was the devil.
Uh-huh. And it was like people posting their really bad moments of themselves. And every time I see a TikTok like that, I think of just like all the bad moments I have. I'm like, oh my God, let me try to think of a way to use it. And I showed Mariah, I was like, I showed her the audio and we were like, oh my God, that'd be so funny. So I favorited it, right? And then she gets a text from her cousin that shows a screenshot of my favorite of the TikTok.
And it like didn't have a lot of likes, so it was just Zane at the top of their notifications.
It was her cousin's TikTok.
Whoa.
On my For You page that I had no idea.
In
no,
Italy, it, right?
No, yeah, it had, Italy. It had views on there. It wasn't like a no... Was it?
Well, it was like they said it was at like 6,000 likes, but so you came up.
Oh, and it came up, and I favorited it, and then it showed up that I favorited it.
And we just talked about how you can't see it, and she texts me and she goes, "Busted." She said, "Caught in 4K."
But it's crazy how like that conversation and just her letting her hear that audio TikTok was connected boom, boom. Like that.
Oh wow!
I just thought it was funny that like she texted me that.
Ooh,
she was, like,
and I've been saving.
Well, he's
like, I see the drama TikTok. Save.
He's incognito,
and because I'm like, oh, I can't wait to show this person this, and it's been tracked all along. And I'll be saving the ones with no likes on it. Save. I'm like,
just because you like the sound, why don't you just go to the sound and click save?
Extra steps.
I'm like a boomer. Yeah.
Because I don't think anyone gets a notification on the sound.
You know what? I sometimes favorite the sounds and they don't show up in like my favorites for the sound. So now I have to like the TikTok or something to keep it on the top
it's
of my
feed. It's just so funny. Literally the next morning.
That like gave me goosebumps when she sent me that screenshot. I was like, how did she get this notification? I'm like, it was her
it
video.
Was
that's
crazy.
Insane. And then it answered the question that was just wild.
Do you follow her on TikTok?
My cousin?
Yeah. I wonder if like they like give me mutuals like, oh, I'm a district.
Oh, they do all
well,
the
it wasn't,
they do
it
that.
It wasn't
yeah.
on my cousin's page. It was a video of her friend that she took in Italy.
Okay.
And that video on her friend's page went viral. So it's not anybody I'm really connected to. It's
not even that viral. Like,
yeah.
So small. That's bananas.
The algorithm has been getting crazy though. Like I'll watch a video, I'll watch the whole video, and then every other one is that. I don't know why I've been watching the not only the car videos with the hammer swinging. You know, can this car get through this hoop? I'm sitting there like, I'm just watching every single one of those car videos.
It's getting really quick now, like oversaturate. Like if you watch something for more than 2 seconds, it's like the next one's like that. The next one's like that. And I always have to do uninterested because it was just one time I was into it.
Yeah.
Just one time, uninterested.
There's also a stick figure one that's been... It won't stop because I watched one stick figure where like this girl's at work and the manager would come and say, hey, can you stay later today? Well, and then she'll go, well, yeah, if you pay me overtime. And it's like this conversation at a workplace and it's like, it's different scenarios at a workplace and they just keep popping up and then I'll just watch one of them.
Too much.
Zane, mine is, will the airplane take off on like different types of like runways?
Yeah,
but it's like
yeah.
a building that's like this big and it shows all the airplanes just falling.
I'm surprised I haven't seen that one yet. But
I'm on that one too.
I feel like that's what like kids watch. Like kids watch that type of TikTok and it's just like, that's all my feed has now.
Or it's like an audio of something that you're interested in and it's some guy just driving a car through like that little jump thing and then they're like getting like, and then I'm just like watching this car do this thing while listening to it. I'm like, what am I doing, man?
Just wasting so much time.
I love the girl who like, she's like British and she reacts to like the compressor of like different items getting squished.
She's just like,
yes, that's lovely. No, get it out of here. Done with the glass. Like I love, I watch all of those and then I'm just like, why?
They'll get you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I had, though.
We can jump into the unwind.
Yeah, let's
we could do that.
Hang out with the cousins for a bit.
Absolutely, we could do that. Time to unwind, baby. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of our podcast. Thank you for still being with us. You can check out these episodes, audio form, on all the podcast platforms every Monday. And then on Tuesdays, we post a video form of these podcasts on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Zane and Heath. We also have a Patreon where you pay $5 a month. You get bonus content. You get live Q&As. Mm-hmm. We're on YouTube for the live Q&As. You guys don't have to register to Crowdcast. It was super a pain easy. In the ass, but we're not doing that anymore. And it's so nice. You can also watch the live. If you miss it, you can now click the link and you can watch the lives. You don't have to like upload the video because half the times it doesn't mm-hmm. save. We're done with all that. It's so much easier now. It's now straight from our YouTube and it's like an unlisted link. Awesome.
We do a bonus episode every single month. We've got the live Q&A every month. We do these unwinds. We keep the cameras rolling. It's an extended version of the podcast. Behind the scenes stuff, little updates. And it's a great time. Patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
Thank you so much. And we will see the unwinders in 5 seconds. Love you.
Bye.
Besos.
Peace.
XOXO. Gossip Boys.